of us know that we have different levels of governmental service. So first, I would like to start off and please, Chuck Henderson, thank Jean Shaheen and Judd Gregg for the op-ed in the paper today. Very important. Now, we have one member that's here that is part of the executive committee in New Hampshire, and that happens to be Councillor Burton. Councillor Burton? You can't applaud very long, people. I don't have much time. You know politicians can talk a lot. We're going to give Ray an opportunity to tell him what he's doing on the executive branch, and then I'll tell you what's going on in the legislative branch. Ray?
The Governing Council employ under the New Hampshire Law and Budget 350 different commissioners who administer to some 65 departments within your New Hampshire state government on the executive branch. There are three of them that I keep a close eye on: the Commissioner of Transportation, the Commissioner of Environmental Services, and the new Commissioner of the Department of Resources and Economic Development. My question to those three people always is anything headed to commissioner level at your agency that is even hinting on bringing Northern Pass through the headwaters? Last Friday at noontime in Lebanon, I asked the Commissioner of Transportation, have you seen anything, even a whisper or a hint, of anything coming toward the Department of Transportation to go across Route 3 up in Stewartstown, Pittsburgh, in that area? And he said, absolutely not. That's my report. I invite others in the room on the lawmaking side or others on the panel to add, delete, or change anything that I just said. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. We have some county officials, and I am going to ask you to hold your applause because we really don't have a lot of time, and we really have a lot of information. But we have some county people that are here with us today. If Rick Sampson, Martha Richards, and Kelly Monahan will stand up. Martha's Grafton, Rick is COAS, and Kelly is Register of Deeds in Grafton. Thank you very much for attending. We have some senators that are here, and I saw Senator Forrester way back has been very active in all of this. And I want a special welcome for Senator Martha Fuller Clark, who came all the way from Portsmouth, Durham area, to come up and hear what's going on. So thank you very much, Martha. If the representatives could stand up for just a moment. We have Suzanne Smith, who's been very active. We have Rebecca Brown. We have Linda Lauer. And we will soon have Larry Rappaport if he finds his way to Easton. I'm hoping Larry does. He's been very, very active in all of this. We also have some town selectmen here and select representatives from select board, if they will stand and be acknowledged. I know we have Easton. I know we have Sugar Hill. Okay. We also have Conservation Committee members that are here. If you'll stand up, we know what an important part you play in this whole process, and especially in Easton for providing and sorting and setting up this meeting. Thank you very much. Last year at this time, we were getting ready to end the session. And one of the things that came up was this 361 commission set up by Jeannie Forrester, and we thank Senator Forrester for being able to do that. That was an effort to take a look at what would it be to bury the lines. I think, and I'm not quoting Jeannie because I haven't asked her about this, but I think she would tell you that she didn't have a lot of active people that wanted to talk about this. I believe this summer might be very different. We have some retained bills that are in the House. We have a committee, Science, Technology, and Energy Commission committee meets. They have retained a fair number of bills. Now, if you retain a bill in the first year of the session, you will be working on those bills over the summer into the fall. You have to report them out at a certain time, and then the committee will act on them first thing in January, and then they go to the full committee for action. One required new electric transmission lines to be buried relative to the placement of all transmission lines, which would affect the 140 miles below the top 40. Establishing a moratorium on wind turbines and electric transmission lines, 1-year moratorium on applications for certificates for electric transmission facilities, and requiring public approval prior to issuance of certain site evaluation certificates. We're really looking at that site evaluation committee, and we need to be careful and find out exactly what's going on that. Those bills have been retained. Larry Rappaport is on the committee. There are two other Grafton County reps that are on that committee. One is Beatrice Pasteur, and the other is Chuck Townsend. Chuck is vice chair of that, so they are watching that very carefully. Those are Larry's, a couple of those are Larry's bills. He will probably be chair of the committee that takes a look at that and looks at that retention. There are two bills that passed the Senate and the House. SB 99, many of you were down there for those hearings. One would require the State Evaluation Committee to direct a study of the criteria and establish a committee to study criteria of wind power and electric generating facilities. That has passed both the Senate and the House. I can tell you that Senator Jeb Bradley was at the hearing. The House tweaked it a little bit. Actually, what happens is the Senate sends us the House a bill, the House tweaks it, then we have to go back and we say to the Senate, is that okay? And they either have a committee of conference or they confer, and then that bill goes on to the governor. Senator Bradley was at the hearing. He didn't see any problem with how the House tweaked it. He expects that that would go forward and that will be signed. I will tell you that Senator Bradley wanted to be here today, but he'd forgotten it's his anniversary. Good thing he's not here. SB 191 is the same. That was also signed off on, and that establishes a state energy strategy. We have a very different House and Senate this year than we had last summer. We also had a luncheon for House representatives. We had 90 people show up. We now have an email list of people that are legislators, representatives that are interested in getting the information. This morning they got the op-ed from Jean Shaheen. I try not to send too much out, but they're going to get a lot as things change. That gives us an opportunity to let representatives know about what's going on. All of a sudden, we're focusing. Concord and Pembroke are starting to wake up. That's a fine thing. I think Susan Arnold will tell you that their visual, they're going to be in trouble. They're beginning to figure that out. They're beginning to look at that. I'm trying to arrange that a photographer take a picture from the State House dome, and then we'll put in where those towers are actually going to be. I think that can happen. We will have legislative opportunities to do new bills. They're called legislative service requests, and LSRs will be presented in the House on September 9th through September 27th. The Senate timeline is a little bit later, but I couldn't find it on your site this morning, so I'm not sure exactly the dates.
It hasn't been approved yet, but it will be hopefully a month later.
And that's exactly what it is. We have learned that we really need to work as a Senate and a House to get these bills done. It affects all of us. Northern Pass affects all of New Hampshire. So people are taking a look at that whole thing. If you want to know how to follow bills, I brought my iPad. I'll be glad to show you later how to look up bills and how to focus those bills and find out exactly where a bill is and what the status is. I'm not sure whether the bills that were for burying that have been in the legislature that have been retained are going to be the bills that are going to go forward, but I can assure you that we will put something in next fall. It may be a little more complete than the bill that was in this year, but we're going forward. And we've got good support both in Concord, in leadership, The governor is encouraging us to keep working on this. We're on our way. Thank you.